Picture this. You're in a high-stakes legal negotiation, representing your client's interests, but language barriers and communication challenges leave you feeling uncertain. Fear not. Welcome to the For Legal English podcast, where we equip lawyers worldwide with the power of persuasive language in legal negotiations. In this episode, we'll unveil the techniques to master the art of negotiation, handle tough situations, and achieve favorable outcomes. Are you ready to elevate your negotiation skills with confidence and finesse? Let's embark on this transformative journey together. Stay tuned for an episode packed with practical tips and strategies, exclusively tailored for non-native English-speaking lawyers. Remember, your success in legal negotiations awaits. The For Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the For Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's four is in the number four, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. forlegalenglish.com. I'm Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Welcome back to the For Legal English podcast. Techniques for successful legal negotiations. Section 1. Introduction. Welcome to another exciting episode of For Legal English, where we dive deep into essential topics to enhance your legal English skills. I'm your host, Timothy Barrett, and today we'll be exploring the art of legal negotiations. Whether you're a seasoned attorney or a law student, mastering the art of negotiation is an indispensable skill in the legal profession. No matter what area of law you specialize in, you always have to negotiate. These are important skills for every lawyer to learn. Negotiations play a vital role in resolving disputes, drafting contracts, and achieving favorable outcomes for your clients. It's not just about advocating for your position, but also about understanding and collaborating with the opposing party to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. That is to say, an agreement that both sides are happy or at least satisfied with. In this episode, we'll delve into the techniques that will help you navigate the complexities of legal negotiations with confidence and finesse. From handling difficult situations to employing persuasive language, we'll try to cover it all. Before we dive in, let me remind you that you can find the show notes and resources for this episode on our website at legalenglish.com, no spaces or dashes, legalenglish.com. So let's get started. Understanding the negotiation process. Negotiation, in its essence, is a process of communication between parties with divergent interests, seeking to find a common ground. It involves several stages, and understanding each step is crucial for a successful outcome. The first stage is preparation. Upon entering any negotiation, it's essential to be thoroughly prepared. This includes understanding the facts, laws, and potential arguments related to the case, identifying your objectives, and determining your best alternative to a negotiated agreement will give you a clear direction. So BATNA, or B-A-T-N-A, all capital letters, is a shortened version of best alternative to a negotiated agreement. This is something that's very important to think about as a negotiator. If you're not able to negotiate an agreement, what would be your best alternative to that? And you want to keep that in mind when you do negotiate. And that will help form your decision whether to accept an offer or reject an offer. Active listening and empathy are two key skills that can elevate your negotiation game. Listening carefully to the other party's concerns and needs allows you to gain valuable insights and foster trust. Showing empathy and understanding their perspective can create a more conducive negotiation environment. Moreover, it's important to recognize that negotiations can be a dynamic process. Flexibility and adaptability are paramount, as situations can change and new information may emerge during the negotiation. As non-native English speakers, language barriers may pose challenges in the negotiation process. However, honing your legal English skills will enable you to communicate effectively and assert your position confidently. Throughout this episode, we'll provide practical tips and strategies to help you excel in legal negotiations. Whether you're a litigator or working on corporate deals, these techniques will prove invaluable in securing successful outcomes for your clients. Thank you for joining us today. If you're enjoying the 4 Legal English podcast, consider subscribing and leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps us deliver valuable content to legal professionals like you. Welcome back to 4 Legal English, where we dive into the intricacies of legal negotiations. In this section, we'll explore the psychology behind successful negotiations and how understanding human behavior can give you a competitive edge. In legal negotiations, active listening is your superpower. Understanding your counterpart's needs, concerns, and motivations is essential for building trust and finding common ground. Avoid interrupting and focus on truly comprehending, understanding their perspective. Remember, listening is not just hearing words, it's understanding the emotions and intentions behind them. Cross-cultural negotiations demand sensitivity. Different cultures have unique communication styles and customs. By acknowledging and respecting these nuances, these subtle differences, you can establish rapport and foster a positive negotiation environment. Tailoring your approach to fit your counterpart's cultural background can lead to more successful outcomes. Creating a rapport based on trust is the cornerstone of effective negotiations. Rapport is that connection you have with the other side. You want to be genuine, open, and transparent in your interactions. Show empathy and demonstrate that you genuinely care about finding mutually beneficial solutions. These would be solutions or resolutions, an agreement that is beneficial. It's to the benefit of, it's to the advantage of both sides. So it's mutually beneficial. Both sides benefit. Building trust takes time, but it can be the catalyst, the change for a successful negotiation. Persuasion is an essential skill in negotiations. Mastering language techniques and rhetorical devices can help you present your arguments persuasively. Be clear, concise, and confident in your delivery. Use compelling evidence and logical reasoning to support your position, and be prepared to counter opposing arguments thoughtfully. Negotiation styles vary widely. Some prefer a cooperative approach, seeking win-win solutions, while others take a more competitive stance. Understanding different negotiation styles and adapting your strategy accordingly can lead to more productive interactions and agreements. If you can understand how your opponent is negotiating, then you're going to be able to negotiate a little bit better. As we conclude this section, remember that the psychology of legal negotiations is not just about mastering words, but about understanding human nature. Handling difficult situations in legal negotiations. In this section, we'll explore strategies for navigating challenging situations during legal negotiations and maintaining composure to achieve your goals. Negotiations can become tense and emotional, especially when parties have conflicting interests. When faced with difficult situations, it's crucial to stay calm and composed. Avoid reacting impulsively or emotionally to provocations. Instead, take a deep breath and maintain a professional demeanor. A lot of times we'll talk about being cool, calm, and collected. You don't want to be overly emotional. You don't want to get hot and get into an argument, even if the other side tries to provoke you. They say something trying to kind of hook you or get you so that you do get angry and lose your cool. But instead of that, you want to stay cool, calm, collected. Effective communication is even more critical during difficult negotiations. Be clear and assertive in expressing your concerns while remaining respectful towards your counterpart. Avoid personal attacks and stick to the relevant issues at hand. Active listening is paramount when tensions rise. Understanding the other party's frustrations and concerns can help you find common ground and potential solutions. Restate their points to show that you genuinely understand their position. It's very important that you understand what they are arguing, what they are looking for, so that you can come up for the best solution. Sometimes negotiations may reach an impasse where there's no solution in sight. In such situations, consider adjourning the session, in other words, taking a break. Temporarily stepping away from the negotiation table can allow both parties to cool off and reassess their positions. Now, this could be a 5 or 15 minute break, or it could be a 5 or 30 day break. You know, we'll come back next month, we'll come back next week. Creative problem solving can open new avenues for resolution. Consider alternative approaches or compromises that address both parties' interests. Brainstorming together can lead to innovative solutions that weren't initially apparent. We didn't see these or anticipate these in the very beginning. In cases of extreme deadlock, bringing in a neutral third-party mediator can be beneficial. Mediators can help parties find middle ground and facilitate productive discussions. Their impartial perspective can lead to breakthroughs in challenging negotiations. As we conclude this section, remember that handling difficult situations requires a delicate balance of assertiveness, empathy, and creativity. Stay tuned for the next section, where we'll delve into the power of language and persuasion in reaching favorable outcomes. Thank you for listening to 4 Legal English, where your negotiation skills become the key to unlocking success in any legal setting. The power of language in persuasion. Welcome back to 4 Legal English. In this section, we'll explore how language can be a powerful tool in persuasion during legal negotiations. Language plays a crucial role in shaping perceptions and influencing outcomes. As a legal professional, using persuasive language can help you advocate for your client's interests effectively. One essential aspect of persuasive language is using strong and compelling arguments. Present your case with confidence, providing evidence and logical reasoning to support your position. Use clear and concise language to make your points more impactful. Additionally, consider the emotional impact of your words. Appealing to emotions can resonate with the other party and create a sense of connection. However, be cautious not to manipulate emotions or use unethical tactics in your communication. Understanding cultural nuances is vital when negotiating with individuals from diverse backgrounds. Be sensitive to differences in language, customs, and communication styles. Tailor your approach to ensure effective communication and avoid misunderstandings. Employing storytelling techniques can also enhance your persuasive abilities. Sharing relevant anecdotes or case studies can make complex legal concepts more relatable and accessible to the other party. While persuasive language can be potent, it should never compromise the truth or distort facts. Maintain integrity and honesty in your communication to build trust and credibility. Remember, the goal of persuasive language is not to overpower or manipulate the other party, but to engage in meaningful dialogue that leads to mutually beneficial solutions. As we conclude this section, keep in mind that mastering the art of persuasive language takes practice and skill. Stay tuned for our next section, where we'll delve into handling difficult situations and resolving deadlocks. Are you a lawyer or a law student looking to take your legal English skills to the next level? Look no further. Introducing Elemental Legal English, the flagship course from For Legal English that will revolutionize your language proficiency in the legal domain. Developed based on a semester-length university course that I've taught to over 1,000 students, Elemental Legal English offers a comprehensive and immersive learning experience that covers everything you need to know to excel in the legal profession. Led by experienced legal language instructor, you'll receive personalized attention and constructive feedback to sharpen your skills and boost your confidence. Our flexible online platform allows you to study at your own pace, making it perfect for busy professionals and students alike. Don't miss this opportunity to unlock your potential as a formidable communicator in the legal arena. Join the thousands of satisfied learners who have already benefited from this course and achieved their goals in the legal profession. Visit www.4legalenglish.com. That's 4legalenglish.com. And take the first step towards mastering legal English. Invest in your future. Invest in your success. Elemental Legal English awaits you. Enroll today and take your legal English skills to new heights with 4 Legal English's Elemental Legal English course. And let's make your legal career an unstoppable force. In this section, we'll discuss how to handle difficult situations and resolve deadlocks during legal negotiations. Negotiations can become challenging when parties have conflicting interests or face impasses on certain issues. As a skilled negotiator, it's essential to navigate these difficulties with finesse and professionalism. One effective technique is active listening. Pay close attention to the other party's concerns and motivations. Show empathy and understanding, even if you disagree with their position. By active listening, you'll demonstrate respect and create an atmosphere of open communication. When facing deadlocks, where it seems like no agreement is possible, consider taking a step back to reassess the situation. Evaluate the underlying interests and explore creative solutions that may satisfy both parties. Brainstorming alternative options and breathe new life into stalled negotiations. If emotions run high, remain composed. Don't lose your cool. Avoid reacting defensively to emotional outbursts and maintain a calm demeanor. Remember, cool, calm, collected. Redirect the conversation to the issues at hand and focus on finding common ground. Now, usually this is more of an issue when you're dealing with non-lawyers. You're dealing with the actual other party itself. When you're dealing with a lawyer or an advocate, usually they don't get so emotional. However, some lawyers do. You know, that might be their negotiating style to be very emotional. So you have to be ready either way. Collaborative problem solving is another valuable approach. Rather than viewing negotiations as a zero-sum game where there is no winner, seek opportunities for mutual gain, where you both benefit. Emphasize that reaching an agreement is beneficial for both parties and encourages a win-win mindset. In challenging situations, a mediator can play a crucial role. Consider engaging a neutral third party to facilitate communication and bridge gaps between the parties. A skilled mediator can diffuse tensions and guide the negotiation towards resolution. Throughout the process, remember that patience and persistence are essential virtues. Negotiations can be time-consuming, but staying committed to finding a resolution is key to reaching favorable outcomes. As we conclude this section, remember that handling difficult situations and resolving deadlocks requires both tact and determination. Language techniques for persuasion and reaching favorable outcomes. In this section, we'll delve into the language techniques that can make a significant difference in persuading the other party and help achieve favorable outcomes in legal negotiations. The power of language cannot be underestimated in negotiations. How you articulate your arguments and present your case can influence the other party's perception and willingness to cooperate. One vital language technique is the use of persuasive language. Craft your statements carefully, choosing words that convey confidence and conviction. Be clear and concise in your arguments, and use language that resonates with the other party's interests. Framing is another important tool. How you frame issues and proposals can influence their perception. Positive framing highlights the benefits and advantages, while negative framing emphasizes the potential risks or drawbacks. Tailor your framing to align with the other party's priorities. Active language can create a sense of urgency and cooperation. Use active verbs to describe actions and commitments. For example, instead of saying, "We may consider this option," say, "We will explore this option further." This subtle shift in language can demonstrate commitment and forward momentum. Appealing to emotions can also be effective when done judiciously. Share relevant stories or examples that evoke empathy and understanding. Emotions can influence decision-making, and touching on shared values can foster goodwill during negotiations. Credibility is crucial in legal negotiations. Back up your statements with facts, data, and evidence. Reliable sources and strong arguments enhance your credibility and build trust with the other party. Wherever you can, refer to documents, the contract or other documents, or the law to support your position. Incorporating reciprocity can be advantageous. Offer concessions that demonstrate your willingness to work collaboratively together. By giving something of value, you create an environment that encourages reciprocity from the other side. Reciprocity is where each side does something. Lastly, active listening remains crucial throughout the negotiation process. When the other party feels heard and understood, they're more likely to reciprocate and engage constructively. Remember that language is a powerful tool in legal negotiations. Mastering persuasive language and employing those techniques can significantly improve your ability to reach favorable outcomes. Thank you for listening to 4 Legal English, where we empower you with the language skills and techniques to excel in legal negotiations. Handling difficult negotiations with diplomacy and tact. Welcome back to 4 Legal English. In this section, we'll explore the art of handling difficult situations with diplomacy and tact during legal negotiations. Negotiations can become tense, especially when parties hold differing views or have conflicting interests. Maintaining composure and employing diplomatic language is essential in such situations. One crucial aspect is active listening. Pay close attention to the other party's concerns and grievances. Acknowledge their perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Demonstrating understanding fosters a sense of respect and collaboration. When addressing sensitive topics, use diplomatic language to avoid escalating tensions. Choose your words carefully, avoiding confrontational language. Instead, opt for language that encourages open dialogue and problem solving. During difficult moments, refrain from personal attacks or aggressive behavior. Stay focused on the issues at hand and avoid making the situation personal. Remember, the goal is to find common ground and reach an agreement, not to win at the expense of the other party. Effective negotiation often involves finding creative solutions to complex problems. Use inclusive language that invites brainstorming and encourages contributions from all parties. by presenting negotiation as a collaborative process where everybody works together, you create an atmosphere of teamwork and cooperation. If emotions run high, consider taking a break from the negotiation. Emotions can cloud judgment and hinder productive discussions. A brief pause can allow everyone to cool off and return to the table with a clearer perspective. Another aspect of diplomacy is maintaining a professional demeanor. Remain composed and respectful, even in challenging circumstances. Remember, cool, calm, and collected. Your behavior sets the tone for the negotiation, and maintaining professionalism fosters a positive atmosphere. Difficult situations are an opportunity to showcase your negotiation skills and build rapport. By handling challenges with diplomacy intact, you demonstrate your professionalism and commitment to finding mutually agreeable solutions. As we conclude this section, remember that diplomacy and tact are vital in handling difficult situations during legal negotiations. Mastering these skills can transform challenging encounters into opportunities for resolution and cooperation. Using persuasive language to reach favorable outcomes. In this section, we'll explore the power of persuasive language and how to use it effectively to achieve favorable outcomes in legal negotiations. Persuasion is a valuable skill in negotiations. It involves presenting your arguments and proposals in a compelling and convincing manner. Mastering persuasive language can greatly influence the other party's perception of your position and increase the likelihood of reaching a favorable agreement. One essential aspect of persuasive language is clarity. Express your ideas and proposals concisely and with precision. Ambiguity can lead to misunderstandings and weaken your argument. Be specific and articulate the benefits of your proposals clearly. To add weight to your arguments, support them with evidence and logical reasoning. Provide facts, data, precedents to back up your claims, and that strengthens your position and enhances your credibility. It's crucial to understand the needs and interests of the other party. Tailor your language to resonate with their concerns and priorities. Addressing their specific concerns shows that you've taken the time to consider their perspective, making them more receptive to your proposals. Using language that highlights shared goals and mutual benefits can foster a sense of collaboration. Frame your proposals in a way that emphasizes the positive outcomes for both parties. Demonstrating that the agreement will be mutually advantageous increases the chances of reaching a consensus. Employing rhetorical devices can also enhance the persuasive impact of your language. Techniques like repetition, analogies, and metaphors can help drive home key points and make your arguments more memorable. Confidence and assertiveness in your language are essential elements of persuasion. Speak with conviction and belief in the merits of your proposals. Confidence inspires trust and instills confidence in the other party that they're making the right decision by agreeing with your terms. However, persuasion should never cross into manipulation. Be honest and transparent in your language and avoid using misleading or deceptive tactics. Building trust is vital for successful negotiations, and dishonesty can irreparably damage the negotiating relationship. And I think this is doubly true for lawyers who are going to negotiate more than just this one time. You're not just building a relationship or rapport for this one negotiation, but you're going to make a career out of it. You don't want to lose that reputation by one poor negotiation. As you use persuasive language, be attentive to nonverbal cues and body language. Maintain eye contact and open body posture, which conveys confidence and sincerity. Pay attention to the other party's nonverbal cues as well, as they can provide valuable insights into their reactions and feelings during the negotiation. By mastering persuasive language, you can present your arguments with conviction, build trust, and influence the outcome of legal negotiations in your favor. As we conclude this section, remember that persuasive language can be a potent tool in legal negotiations. Combining it with diplomacy and active listening will empower you to achieve favorable outcomes and secure successful agreements. you're enjoying today's episode, please subscribe, give us 5 stars, and a review. Go to the website, 4 as in the number 4, LegalEnglish, no spaces or dashes, .com, 4LegalEnglish.com. Check out our blog articles, available courses, in the show notes for this episode. And please comment. It's a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. If you're looking to improve your legal English skills, consider the conversational course. This course involves one-on-one tutoring, tailor-made towards your goals, and considering your level. This is a great way to kick up your legal English skills. For more information about this exciting course, check out the website. Overcoming challenges in legal negotiations. In this section, we'll explore the common challenges that may arise during legal negotiations and how to overcome them effectively. Negotiations can be complex and emotionally charged, and challenges are inevitable. Recognizing and addressing these challenges is crucial for successful outcomes. One of the most common challenges in negotiations is dealing with difficult or aggressive personalities. Emotions can run high and tempers may flare. To handle such situations, remain cool, calm, and collected. Avoid responding with hostility and instead focus on de-escalating tensions. In other words, lowering the tensions. Actively listening to their concerns and showcasing empathy can help defuse conflicts and pave the way for more productive discussions. Another challenge is when negotiations reach an impasse or deadlock with no solution in sight. It's essential to identify the underlying issues causing the stalemate and work collaboratively to find creative solutions. Brainstorming alternative approaches or involving a mediator may help break the deadlock and keep the negotiations moving forward. Navigating cultural differences is another challenge, especially in international negotiations. Cultural norms and communication styles can vary widely, leading to misunderstandings. Taking the time to understand the other party's cultural background and adapting your language and approach accordingly can bridge gaps and foster mutual understanding. Language barriers can also hinder effective communication in negotiations. If English is not the first language of all parties involved, clarify any misunderstandings promptly, quickly. Use simple language and avoid colloquialisms or jargon that may not be familiar to others. Negotiations may also stall due to a lack of trust between parties. Building trust takes time and effort. Demonstrate reliability and transparency throughout the negotiation process to establish trust and create a more conducive atmosphere for reaching agreements. The pressure to achieve quick results can be a challenge in negotiations, especially in time-sensitive cases. However, rushing negotiations may lead to unfavorable outcomes. Stay patient and committed to the process, ensuring that all parties have sufficient time to consider proposals and make informed decisions. Finally, negotiators must be prepared for unexpected turns in the negotiation process. Changes in circumstances or new information may arise, requiring adaptability and flexibility. Anticipate potential curveballs and be ready to adjust your strategies accordingly. Overcoming challenges in legal negotiations requires a combination of resilience, effective communication, and a focus on finding common ground. By approaching challenges with a constructive mindset, you can turn potential obstacles into opportunities for positive resolutions. Remember, perseverance and a mastery of legal English will strengthen your negotiation skills. Conclusion and key takeaways. Congratulations, you've reached the end of the episode on legal negotiations. We hope you've gained valuable insights and practical strategies to become a more effective and persuasive negotiator in legal contexts. Reflecting on what we've covered, let's summarize the key takeaways. Preparation is key. Thoroughly prepare for negotiations by researching the legal issues, understanding the interests of all parties, and defining your objectives clearly. Active listening. Actively listen to the other party's concern and interests. Show empathy and understanding to build rapport and find common ground. language and persuasion. Master legal English to articulate your arguments persuasively. Use precise language, avoiding jargon, and adapt your communication style to your audience. Creative problem solving. Be open to innovative solutions and brainstorm multiple options to break impasses and reach win-win outcomes. Building trust. Cultivate trust with the other party through reliability, transparency, and consistency in your actions and communications. Managing emotions. Stay composed and professional, even in challenging situations. Emotional intelligence is crucial in navigating difficult negotiations. Overcoming cultural differences. Respect and adapt to cultural nuances to bridge gaps and foster understanding between parties from different backgrounds. Adapting to unexpected challenges. Be flexible and prepared to adjust your strategies when facing unexpected turns in negotiations. By honing these skills and maintaining a strong grasp of legal English, you'll be better equipped to navigate the intricacies of legal negotiations successfully. As we wrap up, I want to remind you that becoming an exceptional negotiator is a continuous learning journey. Stay curious, seek feedback, and strive to improve your negotiation skills in every opportunity that arises. I hope that you've enjoyed these episodes on legal negotiations and that you find the knowledge shared here valuable in your legal career. Thank you for joining me today. Be sure to visit the website For Legal English for more resources and courses to enhance your legal English skills. If you have any questions or suggestions for future podcast topics, please don't hesitate to reach out.